Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, filling in for Sam Shad. Today, we are going to be talking to retiring Sheriff Chuck Allen of Washoe County. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
AERP Nevada carefully studied question 3, the electricity deregulation proposal. We found that electricity deregulation is a risky experiment that's failed terribly in other states. In those states, average electric rates are 30% higher than Nevada's. And seniors have been targeted by sales scams that increase their electric bills even more. That's why no state has tried deregulating electricity in nearly 20 years. Please join us and vote no on 3. Thank you.
I'm Kelsey Grammer. My dad was gunned down at his home at the age of 38. 6 years later, my sister Karen was brutally raped and murdered. She was 18. When my father's killer was released, I found out through the National Enquirer. It seemed like a cruel joke. In my sister's case, I have been allowed a voice in the parole hearings of her killers. But that's not always true in Nevada. Question 1 gives Nevada crime victims and their families a voice in the process and the equal rights they deserve. Please vote yes on question 1.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Washoe County Sheriff Chuck Allen. Sheriff, very good to see you today. Thanks for coming back on the show.
You bet, Paul.
I know it's been a while. I think the last time I interviewed you was before you were running for sheriff back in the old studio.
Oh, so at least close to 4 years ago.
That's right. Well, hey, it's good to see you. Good to see you on the tail end of this. So why did you decide, you know, after one term to retire?
Yeah, great question. One that I hear quite frequently.
But I'm sure. I get that from a lot of folks.
I do too. And, you know, it all came down to a family reason for that. My wife and I had several conversations about where we were at with our lives. She saw how many hours I was putting in. And I knew that going into this, don't get me wrong. I don't mean to sound like I got in and then I realized there's a lot of work and now I don't want to work anymore. But it truly is a 7-day-a-week job. There were some other factors that were considered into that conversation. But it all came down to quality of life and family.
Yeah, I think that is a hard thing. I mean, do you feel like this is an all-consuming job? I mean, is there ever a place where you don't feel like you're the sheriff?
Right. I mean, even when you go on vacation, and we've had a few times to go out of town, even out of the country a few times for our anniversary on vacation. And, you know, even though you change your voicemail and your out-of-office assistant on your email and you let folks know where you're going to be and you put your team in charge, which you're supposed to do as a leader, at the end of the day, everything stops with you and people don't realize that you're on vacation when you're on vacation. And I don't mind that, but you can never shut it down. Never.
So we've got, you know, obviously we've got a race for the new sheriff.
We do.
So I know early on you didn't want to endorse. That was something that, you know, there were a number of candidates. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a scrum. You know how many
right.
folks we
yeah.
had?
Right, yeah. There were several. Well, actually, there were 7 candidates, 3 of whom asked me for an endorsement. And I made a conscious decision then, even before the race kicked off, that I wouldn't endorse anyone. I felt that the community needed to connect to the candidate, or said a better way, those candidates need to go out and figure out how to connect with the community, what their message was, do they resonate, do they connect, and if the community thought that was a great platform for their next sheriff-elect, then to vote for that person and not to be influenced by Chuck Allen.
So that was the primary. Now we're here in the general.
Yes,
so
we're in the general, and even shortly after the 2 candidates were identified, Darren and Heidi both, I still continue to share that sentiment of not endorsing, but more recently, I've looked at both candidates more closely and know that it's going to come down to one or the other.
It's
sure. And looking at where the candidates are and what their messages have been, you know, from a wide spectrum, I feel that Darren is going to be a better representative for the agency going forward. It's not about me. It's about the next sheriff taking the agency to the next level with a different vision, with shared values, and just doing a fantastic job. And I feel he will be the best person to do that.
Being in the job, what do you think the best attribute is for somebody to walk into that role and be successful?
The best attribute, is you've got to stay engaged and be available and be approachable, I think. I mean, people, and you can't be fake. And I've said this to even to deputy sheriff recruits. Don't put on a face for a job. Be yourself. And if that's who you aren't, then it's not meant to be. But always be true to who yourself and stick to your platform. Whatever your platform is for any office that you run for, believe in it and live it. And when you get into office, stick by it. I mean, that's just a golden rule that I followed. I didn't change any of my viewpoints when I got into office just because I secured the nomination or I secured the election. I've always been true to who I am and what I believe.
Was there anything that surprised you, when you got there and, became the sheriff that you thought was totally different, from
I say this all the time. There was so much newness. It was a whirlwind. The first 12 months was just a whirlwind of getting to know the building, the people. Everything about the job was brand new. But I knew that I had incredible people who represented the agency and had been there for many, many years. And it is challenging to come in with your executive team and have the core of the agency accept that and believe in that. And there are challenges, even with the next administration that comes in, there will be challenges. Regardless, there will be people who are selected for higher ranking positions and others will feel left out. It's the same thing I see today when I have promotions within.
Sure.
Or even when you have to discipline someone or terminate somebody, there are hard feelings within because it is a family. And so when you get to select and choose and identify people for promotions or even for demotions or termination or suspension or any type of discipline, it does affect the entire agency. And that's something I have to deal with as well.
So transition, from one administration to another, I understand yours was, a little different. You still had the undersheriff who you would beat, in a, I want to say it's contentious, but it was a tough race.
It was.
How would that transition, your transition, compare to the one that you're looking forward to?
I would say, 100% better. And I don't mean to fault the previous administration in any regard, but I've already made the conscious decision and told my people that regardless of who our next sheriff is, it isn't my choice. It's the people of Washoe County who chose their next sheriff. And we will treat that individual with dignity and respect, and we are going to have an open, professional, and transparent transition. And I expect my undersheriff to be connected to the undersheriff-elect, if you will, the undersheriff appointee, and the same thing with my other two chief deputies. And so information sharing, where we're at with the budget, where we're at with personnel issues, where we're at with other things that are relevant at the time, so that when the next sheriff is sworn in on January 7th at 10:05 a.m.
Counting down, very precise. All right, we're going to talk about some of those issues. We're here with Washoe County Sheriff Chuck Allen. We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Nevada knows Dean Heller lies about protecting our health care. Here's the newest one.
I have not supported, will not support legislation that does weaken Medicare.
8 months later, Dean Heller voted to cut Medicare by nearly $500 billion. And now Dean Heller's party bosses admitted there's a plan to cut Medicare even further. Dean Heller's caved to them before, and he'll cave this time too. Because Dean Heller still puts his political party over your health care. SMP's responsible for the content of this ad.
The company Wes Duncan keeps tells a frightening story. Sheriff Gerald Antenero accused of sexual assault. Craig Estee, admitted to domestic violence after lying to legal authorities. Nevada Right to Life committed to overturning Roe v. Wade. High-priced lobbyists putting insurance companies before us. Abusers, influence peddlers, and extremists don't belong anywhere near our Attorney General's office. With friends like these, Wes Duncan can't represent people like us.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here for the whole show with Washoe County Sheriff Chuck Allen, who is going to be retiring at 10:05 a.m. on January 7, 2019. So, you know, we did end with that very precise.
Give or take a few minutes for the judges to swear the next group of folks in.
That's right. So about that time. So we're talking about some of the challenges that you've had as sheriff, mm-hmm. that the next individual is going to have as sheriff. Mm-hmm. What do you think the biggest challenge that the next sheriff is going to have coming into it?
And if it follows suit, it's been the monetary challenges. You come in with the optics in your mind that you have the power of the pen, that if you want to make a difference in the community, whether it's additional staffing or better equipment or even additional training, for examples, that you as sheriff can just sign paper and make that happen. But I my budget is controlled by the elected commission of this county. And so each year when we put our budget package together, that has always included additional deputy sheriffs, but our budget has been guarded at best over the last few years, and being able to, having the ability as sheriff to secure additional personnel has been very challenging at best.
How hard is it to recruit new folks?
I don't think it is a competitive world, and we do have times where we find deputy sheriff recruits who don't meet the minimum qualifications, and a lot of it has to do with integrity issues, with experimenting with drugs
Is that tougher today?
It is because it's legal. It's difficult, and we have a 2-year prohibition on past use as a deputy sheriff recruit coming in. That standard was lowered, if you will, from a 3-year prohibition period. But there's still a lot of talented people out there. I'm a firm believer, as a former military individual, I believe in going to military bases and attracting those who are getting out of active duty, looking for that civilian career field. And so we have gone. But again, every time you do a trip like that, it does cost money. So you have to watch your dollars, even in your travel budget, as it relates to recruitment and even in the human resources world. But our standards are high, and I don't think we should ever lower our standards to get deputy sheriff recruits into this agency, as any other law enforcement agency. You need to pick the best and the brightest, and that's what we've done. And our vacancy rate is low right now, too.
You've also presided over the implementation of the body cameras.
We did this year.
How has that changed? How has that changed the department?
Well, I think anytime you have any sense of newness, whatever that is, a new piece of equipment, a new training, somebody new from the outside of the agency coming into work, a new employee, for example, there's so much newness. It's not difficult, but it's discipline oriented. You just have to do it time and time again. You have to remember to turn your camera on when you're talking to the public, and you have to remember to download all your information at the end of the day. And have those conversations with your supervisor about interactions that may or may not have gone well that day.
So when you're taking a look at that, I mean, I guess it's a great management tool, mm-hmm. but I mean, I would also feel like it kind of protects the officers a little more.
Oh, it does.
You've seen, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of those complaints that may come forward. You know, are you mm-hmm. seeing more? Are you seeing less?
I think overall we are seeing less, but you know, the deputy sheriffs and the sergeants are used to the in-car camera systems already. the video cameras that are in the patrol vehicles. So having one added on to your person has been a challenge. It's been something new. But at the end of the day, if there's a he said, she said interaction out there in the community, it's real easy to refute that by just looking at the video.
What's our biggest challenge in Washoe County in terms of crime? I mean, what is it you're seeing? What are the, you know, what are some of those biggest challenges that you guys are dealing with?
I think our biggest challenge is, as it relates to crime, it's going to be and still is domestic violence, because you cannot control that as much as you want to. People are always going to argue. Doesn't
is that
matter.
Substance abuse related?
Or a lot of it has, you know, we'll see those calls for service increase clearly. Sporting events, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, I use that as an example. People will either fight over a team or fight with each other, argue about something, and it usually stems from alcohol or drugs or a combination thereof. And so, and when we talk about domestic violence, we automatically, I think the average person thinks husband and wife, significant other against spouse. But we get calls for service for a grandmother who can't even control her granddaughter. An aunt who has custody of her nephew, and there's a battle at home. And sometimes it's not physical violence, but there's property damage and elevated voices, et cetera.
You know, one thing, Chuck, I do appreciate that about you is, you know, instead of having to go in, you know, you call the cops today, you know, there's a crime, and it's like, oh, go on the website, fill out a form. Mm-hmm. You have a different philosophy.
I don't like online reporting. I know it's value. It's easy for some people. I mean, if you want to rent a car today, you can just pull out your phone and make a rental car reservation. But, you know, when something happens to you, if somebody breaks into your car or your home or you're victimized in some way, shape, or form, the last thing you want to do, I believe, in my opinion, is to go on your computer to fill out a crime report for the agency. I believe in that face-to-face contact. I've always had that. I always believed in that community policing, because when you send a deputy there, no matter what the call for service is, it's that person's worst day, and it's your actions as a deputy sheriff. And what you say is what makes that person feel, and so I think it's important to have that face-to-face contact.
All right, we are having a conversation with retiring sheriff for Washoe County, Chuck Allen. We're going to be right back for a final segment, Nevada Newsmakers.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
I'm Jonathan Scott from Property Brothers. I've demoed a lot of homes, and today, I'm knocking down NV Energy's No on Three campaign lies. The Gwynn Center report says it's not deregulation. California doesn't actually have energy choice. Studies show competition drives rates down. NV Energy's entire No on Three campaign is a pile of rubble. Ask yourself, why would NV Energy spend $63 million to prevent competition? Nobody's paying me to say this. I'm Nevadan, and question three is about our right to choose cheaper, cleaner energy.
This November, some questions are complicated, but the formula for clean energy is simple. It's question six. Right now, Nevada gets only 20% of our electricity from renewable sources like solar and wind. Question six, we'll raise that to 50% by 2030, creating more good jobs and cleaner air. Yes on 6 is simply the only way to guarantee more clean energy.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with retiring Sheriff Chuck Allen of Washoe County. So, Sheriff, let's talk a little bit about your mantra, which was commitment to community and some of the things that, you know, you've put into place in the department.
I've always been a a big advocate of community engagement and community involvement, and I've encouraged that from my staff. Whether you wear the uniform or if you're a civilian employee, let the agency know what you like to get involved in, and let's get our deputies there. Let's get our staff there. Let's represent the community, whether it's a nonprofit or something else. And one particular program that we did over the last 3 years is the No Shave campaign. And we're right.
I'm kind of familiar with that.
Yeah, you look like one of my deputies.
I'm wearing my rally beard right now. So,
it's kind of a pay to play philosophy. You pay $25 a month to allow the males to grow facial hair. For the female deputies, we're loosening up or lightening up the grooming standards as relates to how you wear your hair, even allowing some highlights to the hair color. For the civilian staff, we're allowing them to wear jeans every day as long as they pay, and some other grooming standards. But
so where does that money go?
This month, we are supporting the Susan G. Komen Foundation for October.
Okay, which explains, I don't know if you guys can see it, but that explains the pink lettering in the badge.
In the badge, absolutely. Last month in September, we had we supported the Northern Nevada Children's Cancer Foundation. And each of these 2 months, we're donating close to $5,000. I think we were over $5,000. Both months so far. As we roll into November, we'll be doing men's prostate cancer awareness with a local group here.
So Chuck, do you think these are the kind of initiatives that make law enforcement more approachable to the public? You know, so, you know, if there is an issue that, you know, somebody sees that they feel more approachable, that they can walk up to, you know, a sheriff or a deputy and say, hey, we're having an issue where there's something happening here.
I think it humanizes us a little bit more. I haven't reached the point yet, nor will I, where I will allow full sleeve tattoos to be shown while in uniform. I don't believe in that. However, you know, somebody will prove me wrong in a few years, I suspect, because tattoos are very popular. I just don't think it presents a professional appearance for those who wear a law enforcement uniform. That's just my personal opinion, and that's why I haven't changed that policy. But when they see a deputy with facial hair, or even one of our female deputies who show up and their hair resembles somebody who needs help, it does make that conversation. It does make that conversation maybe go a little bit better. But, you know, it's all for a good cause, and it's all about that community engagement and that community involvement, and it's good stuff.
So you implemented something called the Green Ribbon Committee. So tell us about that, and is that something you want to see your successor?
Well, I think, you know, most law enforcement agencies have some sort of a committee in their agency. I selected the Green Ribbon Committee, green for the Sheriff's Color Office agency uniform color, and then Ribbon Committee just for the name of the committee. But it's an opportunity for about 16 to 18 members of the community that were selected from a diverse background to come in and interact with the Sheriff's Office, learn more about the Sheriff's Office with a presentation at each meeting so that they become individual ambassadors out in the community. So when something happens or if they hear something about law enforcement, they, within their church or in their individual settings, can say, you know what, nope, I had a meeting with the sheriff, and this is what they're doing, or this is what this means.
Yeah, one of the things that's, you know, kind of been highlighted, some recent, mm-hmm. you know, events in the news, mm-hmm. has been, you know, the diversity in the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. So I know that's something that you came in, and I think it was like at 12%, you know, 12% female
right.
staff when you came in.
Yeah, diversity is huge for me. I believe in an all-inclusive department, I believe people should have an opportunity. I believe that we should hire the best and the brightest. I don't think we should look at skin color and sexual orientation. You look at what people bring to the table as it relates to talent. And when I came in, I looked at the fact that only 12% of the sworn, the uniform wearing females, was at a 12%. Only 12% of the agency were female. So I made a conscious and deliberate decision then to go out and hire and attract female deputy sheriff recruits to the agency. And we've done well in that regard. Our numbers are much higher than 12 today, and I hope that the next administration continues to share that philosophy as well.
Well, and I mean, I think that's, you know, very important to have. You know, once again, it's about having that, being approachable. And mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's mm-hmm. one thing people can say about you is that, mm-hmm. you know, you're always approachable, mm-hmm. and that's something that, you know, you've always really taken that extra step to do. So you're now looking at retirement. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, you've been in the public eye for a long time.
I have, yeah.
So,
I mean, there's. I have two schools of thought. I mean, there's a part of me that is just tired, and I just want to be a hermit for 6 months. But that's not who I am. I mean, that's how I feel some days. But I'm not going to do that. My wife and I are going to take a vacation in January, and then I'll figure out what the next chapter of our life will be. There will be obviously more travel involved, but I'm not going to stop working. I just want to slow down just a very small amount. How's that? Answer?
Well, maybe we can have you come back and put it on the show.
You might be surprised what I do in my next life. You might be surprised, Paul.
if it's elected politics again.
No, we'll talk. No. Probably won't have me on the show then.
So, I mean, hey, I just want to say, Chuck, I really do. I appreciate your service. We work together, you know,
we
were on the high patrol. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once again, you've always been great. And as sheriff, you know, I do hear from a lot of folks in the community saying that that they're going to miss you. So good luck and Godspeed, my friend. And
thank you.
Once again, thank you for your service.
Appreciate you. And thanks for everything you do for the community as well, Paul.
Well, hey, I just try to take care of my truckers. And
That's the tough thing.
Well, hey, Chuck, thank you very much.
You bet, bud.
Hey.
Thank you, Paul.
Congratulations on retirement. We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Tune in to Nevada Newsmakers for more business, politics, and everything important here in the Silver State. Thanks for watching and listening.